Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. One, shipping takes longer in the holiday season. Two, the labs are bombarded with cases, so everything takes a little bit longer, or they have to ramp up their production. Mm-hmm. Maybe they won't be able to do it unlike years past. So we know that typically December 15th is our last day that we can do any type of sleep apnea device ordering. We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple. And welcome back to this week's episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm your host, T-Bone, and unfortunately this week I am joined by my co-host, Meredith Cooper Jones.
I think you meant fortunately.
No, I meant unfortunately because we would have already been done by now recording this podcast, but then you had to put your face on,
you had to put your hair on,
and then you wanted to see which side of which camera you wanted to sit on to see if your bangs look good in one way or the other. It was just too much.
Look, you
and
can
then
take
between
it or leave
that
it.
And Caroline not figuring out how to make the microphones work, I was like, oh my God, am I ever going to get this done?
So this makes people feel good because they're like, oh, I'm not the only one that has to deal with this.
Yes, it's crazy. Listen, this week, here's what we're going to talk about. I want you to pay close attention to this week's episode because conceptually it's phenomenal, okay? It's, in other words, what we're looking at is how to get prepared to make December a great month and the things you got to be doing right now. And here's why I thought about this episode. I was in Target the other day. I don't know why. I think I had to go with my daughter because she won't go to Walmart.
Yeah, that's
I go to Walmart all the time.
Target's closer, first of all.
Well, Walmart's where I charge my car at.
Oh, right. I gotcha.
So I took my daughter to Target and I was walking around because she was, I don't know what she was doing. And I was just wandering because I didn't want to go with her.
Yeah. She likes to go, by the way, for the social aspect. She just likes to go to go.
Okay. Whatever that is. And so I was walking around and I'm like, holy smokes, it's early to mid September. And there's Halloween stuff to buy, Thanksgiving stuff to buy, and even Christmas stuff mm-hmm. to buy. I'm like, my God, we're 3 months away. And it made me remember, that really, if I want to make December a great month, that I really need to plant the seeds and do all of that right now. But before we get into this week's episode, let's turn it over to Meredith so she can give you guys our advertisement of the week.
So if you have not left us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts,
please leave us a review.
Please do. We would love 5 stars. This one is
I'll take two right now.
No. That will mess up our ratings. That's
okay.
Worse.
Okay.
This says, commuting entertainment, 5 stars. T-Bone and Meredith and all your guests rock. I'm just entering my 3rd year of practice ownership, and you have taught me so much about the direction I want to take my practice. From the clinical side and the business side, you offer the total package. Hope to see you soon in a live course, but that'll take some planning as I'm coming all the way from Alaska.
Well, maybe we'll be visiting Alaska now that our good friend Cynthia
yeah,
is moving there.
Yeah, we'll come and do a private course there.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, just so we can visit in Australia.
If I go to Alaska long enough, will I get some of the oil money?
I don't know. I think you'd have to work for that.
I'm out.
I don't think you want to work.
I'm out on manual
labor.
We should
do a course in Alaska.
I'm just learning how to do laundry right now.
Yeah. One step at a time. We'll get there, okay? All right. Well, I think October is the best time, and that's kind of when we talk about the best time to prep for December. Yeah. So let's talk about some of the ways and people can get prepared for the end of the year rush and finishing up a good 2022.
Yeah. You know, I want to give some context to this. I don't know how many years ago it was, Meredith. I think you were at the office then. We had a not great December because we had scheduled out so much stuff and not blocked anything or prioritized anything. And my December was so full of less productive procedures that it made it so that we could never make December a great month because we were already booked out for December at the beginning of November.
I remember this. Still have nightmares about it. It was full of fillings. Just say it.
It was full of fillings. And so, you know, really the first step is I think now is a perfect time to go ahead and send out that email, newsletter, snail mail, Pony Express, Facebook ads, whatever you do to use your benefits.
I think it's the Polar Express.
Polar Express, maybe?
Yeah, that's okay. Like the Christmas train.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you want to go ahead and tell your patients to start using their benefits now because now's the time. We want to get them ready. We want to be able to maybe have to see them again. We want to remind them. And frankly speaking, you should probably do this two or three times between now and then.
Yeah.
And all the major softwares out there have this capability. They'll even, you know, some of the softwares even have the ability where they attach the treatment plan and they'll know exactly how much insurance benefits people have left. Now, I don't go to that level of it because that's reinforcing the insurance dependency mindset. But I just want to kind of let people know, hey, listen, you know, we know that December and late November are super busy months in our practice. If you want to utilize your benefits before the end of the year and they expire and you throw away the money, go ahead and give us a call now so we can reserve time for you during this period. So I think that's the first step is you got to put it out there.
Yeah, that's also kind of a CYA for when they call 2 weeks before the end of the year saying they want to get their fillings in, and you can politely say, you know, they want to say, I want to use my insurance up, and you can politely say, well, that's why, I'm so sorry, but that's why we started sending in September, October notices. We schedule 3 months out at this time.
Yeah, yeah. And the other part of that is December is for most people, I would assume, is not just busy, but it's a shorter month in the sense that, you know,
you're closed.
I assume some people close for Christmas, New Year's, around that time. We lose some time depending on what day of the week Christmas and New Year's falls on. So, you know, we really got to do some planning for the month of December to really ensure that we have the most productive an enjoyable month, because honestly, I think December is a stressful month.
Out of the office, really.
Yeah, you know, I can't speak for everybody, all of our listeners, but I feel this need to say yes to people. I don't want to always say no, and you know, I want to accommodate people, and I feel bad and all of those things. And as an immigrant, I hate saying no to business. So you know, that's why planning is so important.
Yeah, well, I think this next one probably should have been first. Before you send out that benefits expiring email, block the schedule for high productive procedures.
Yeah. Anyway, so what do I mean by this? So, you know, look, if you're big and bold and you're in it to win it, I would tell you that you tell your team, we won't do any fillings in the month of December. Now, for most of you, you're not that big and bold and, you know, you can't imagine like what your life would be like without doing a filling. So,
and someone, if you don't have someone in the office to do them,
even if you're alone, I would say that the month of December we don't do fillings. It's one of the least profitable procedures that we do. Okay, and I would create that we don't do fillings in December, and we block our schedule for X number of crowns, X number of root canals, X number of whatever hybrids, implants, cosmetic cases, any of those things that you pre-block, like physically block your schedule so that you can only do certain types of procedures and go through. And one of the things that we teach in our mastermind is do what we call a scheduling inventory, and that's working through what procedures you do, how much you get paid, how much time it takes, and what your profitability actually is for those procedures. And it's pretty eye-opening to see what procedures are profitable or not profitable in your practice.
Yeah. So we've talked about sending benefits expiring email, blocking the schedule for highly productive procedures, and then I guess, kind of determine the plan and schedule for any promotions you want.
And so this is one of the things I'm not big on personally. But look, like a lot of people do, like in North Carolina, we don't do Botox, but maybe, you know, Christmas time, you would know, yeah. I don't know. Christmas time is a great time for people to get Botox done and maybe you want to run a promotion
You want to look good for the Christmas parties.
So, you know, you want to run promotions on Botox. A lot of people do a white Christmas and do whitening specials for Christmas. So those are the kind of things you want to start planning now and kind of really start planting the seeds out there. And kind of something that goes along with it is order materials. This year, more so than past years, is we don't know what our supply chain looks like, you know, what's going on, what's not going on, what may come up. And so maybe it's time to kind of pre-order some of the supplies or, you know, pre-block some of the supplies so that you get it on a monthly basis. So that way you have everything that you need. Because honestly, in dentistry, we've never had these issues before, unlike the last 2 years where we just can't get materials sometimes. So, you know, plan any specials and promotions that you want to have, you know, be smart about those promotions, and then pre-block or pre-order any materials that you may need to go along with these promotions.
Yeah. And lastly, determine lab deadlines. And I would even say, especially with the busy time of year with shipping and people not wanting to work as much, I would add a few extra days to that, because just because they can get it done and ship it to you doesn't mean it can get to you on time. And so it's not just your crowns and veneers, it's sleep appliances and night guards and things that have to be delivered by the end of the year. I mean, I know Aaron's last sleep consult is like usually in October.
Yeah. Well, she's a little different. Our last sleep consult's December 15th. Yeah. So, but to kind of piggyback on that, this is where being a single visit CAD-CAM dentist with the ability to mill kind of takes away some of that issues with crowns, because, you know, legally, we're supposed to deliver these crowns before we bill them, right? And we're supposed to deliver them in the year, the calendar year that we're doing. Now, dental insurance is pretty lax. We get away with a lot of things. But those offices that are doing more medical type procedures like sleep apnea and anesthesia and things like that, listen, there's no, you don't play games with medical insurance and fudging dates. So, you know, for us with our sleep appliances, we know that one, shipping takes longer in the holiday season. Two, the labs are bombarded with cases, so everything takes a little bit longer, or they have to ramp up their production. Maybe they won't be able to do it unlike years past. So we know that typically December 15th is our last day that we can do any type of sleep device, sleep apnea device ordering. So that way we can ensure a delivery on December 30th and 31st. To go along with that, that also means that Liz can't take vacation on December 30th or 31st. Right. She needs to be here to be able to deliver those cases. So that's the kind of planning that goes in. And for me, you know, for like for someone that does hybrid dentistry, you know, for most of us, there's a 3-4 week lead time to get those cases done, to get the lab work, to get the planning, to get everything done. So then that means that really to get those cases started and done before the end of the year, to get patients their smiles by the time for Christmas or whatever may be coming up, you know, we need to get done at least a week, week and a half before Christmas so that any bruising and swelling will kind of go away for holiday parties. That means, like, honestly, if we want to do a hybrid in 2022, we probably need to do our consults and agreements by the first week of November so that way we can get it done. And the same kind of goes for cosmetic cases as well. For most of us, there's a 2-3 week lab period to do the wax ups, to do this or that. And I'm not a big believer in compromising the quality of care and skipping steps. So, you know, we have to do those things. As a side plug, that's why I'm a big fan of having software like exocad in your practice, to where you can do those diagnostic wax up yourself. I'm learning how to do hybrid planning and implant guides, hybrid implant guides with exocad, so that way I'm not so reliant on the laboratory. We're utilizing photogrammetry so that way we can print provisionals the same day versus having to have 2-3 week lead time for the lab to do it, or a couple of weeks afterwards for the lab to make it for us. So this is where technology is really kind of playing a role in helping us prepare for a great December.
Yeah, I think hopefully this prepared everybody for a great December. If you want to kickstart off your 2023, we still have a few spots left in our 3D Mastermind. where you can work with like-minded dentists with T-Bone and Sully in a coaching program for 6 months.
Yeah, and kind of let's walk through what people get in that. We get one-to-one personalized coaching where each month the mastermind will get to talk to either myself or Sully and we'll work through specific challenges. There's two weekend programs where you're going to come together at the retreat or and or Sully's office and we're going to mastermind and work through some of the concepts. We have monthly office hour group coaching calls. We have, you know, we have an online forum. We have access to online programs, and it's really a good program that kind of really helps people jumpstart getting out of the rut race or the rat race or the ruts of, you know, traditional 1980s, 1990s dentistry and really leveraging the technology, leveraging their clinical skills, setting up their practice for less chaos. So it's by far my favorite program that we do because I get to really connect with people, get to know them, get to know their families, know a lot about their practice and the team members. And we really see lots of amazing changes over time. And you know, a lot of the people choose to continue with our advanced program to kind of continue that growth curve. So we're super excited about the mastermind program. Again, we only do it twice a year. So if that's something you want to do the application. You go to 3d-dentist.com or you can reach out / application or you can reach out to Meredith at 855-332-2285 or you can go to our website and schedule a strategy call with Meredith and she'll be happy to talk to you more about these programs. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to this podcast. Let's make December a great month. I know it's only September, October, but now's the time to set up everything for December. If there's any topics or any things that you want to talk about, please leave the comments below or kind of just email us and let us know what we can do to help make your practice better and help make your life better. Thank you guys and have a great day.